Have you ever been so afraid to say something to someone that you completely bypassed them and asked someone else to handle the situation? Sometimes it's warranted, but sometimes you're just afraid to use your voice. And I want to get you on the other side of that. That's what we're talking about today. I think you're going to really benefit from this episode. I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me here today. Thank you, as always, for being a listener, a downloader, a subscriber, a reviewer, a person who wants to make a bigger impact with their message using their voice. Thank you for all of that. I'm so glad to be on this journey with you, and I've got a great one for you today, bypassing people and talking to somebody else. Not the best way of using our voice. But quick reminder, last time I'll tell you this year, last round of Voices of Success starting ASAP. Not going to run it again. It's 8 weeks. I'm not going to run it again this year because we start getting into the holidays. And I know you're all focused on that when November, December hits. So if you want to head into 2019 with a voice of success, speaking with confidence, saying what you need to say, don't miss this round. Last round, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to turn it into a 12-week program in 2019. A couple of changes on it. So I hope you'll check it out. Go to the website, captivatetheroom.com. Click the Work With Me tab, and you'll see it there. Get in there. I've got hopefully a couple of spots left by the time you hear this. Now, today I want to talk about something that I've seen I've noticed a lot lately, but was really inspired by a recent event that I'll tell you about. Today, I'm going to talk about what I'm calling bypassing communication, bypassing using your voice to the person that you need to use it with and going beyond them. Now, I'm going to use a specific example that triggered this desire to do this episode. And it's actually been a couple of months ago because I was on the road for 5 weeks and it was well before that. But there was an incident. You may have seen it in the news, especially if you're in California or on the West Coast. I believe it happened in San Francisco or right outside of San Francisco. There was a little girl who was selling bottled water. She had a little table set up out on the street corner in this neighborhood, and she was selling bottled water. I believe it was her aunt that was there, may have been her mother, I don't remember. And she was selling bottled water. And now I don't know all the details, and I don't know, this is not about political, this is not about racial, this is not about anything. I just want to make a point about bypassing. We don't know all the he said, she said, because we weren't there, but according to the news, this woman, which, you know, I know the news, but we're going to go with the news story for the point of my episode today. This woman inside this apartment building where this little gal was selling this water outside came outside and called the police on the little girl. And they had video footage of her on the phone with the police. When she realized they were videotaping her, she went around the corner. Now, the little girl was trying to raise money or something, and the gist of it was, based on the information that we have, is that this woman that they called Permit Patty came down, called the police, and said, this little girl selling water on the street corner without a permit. Supposedly, she never said anything to the woman, the mother, or the child, that she just came down there to see what they were doing and called the police. Now, we're going to assume, which I know we don't assume in voice land, but we're going to assume that that is the truth for the sake of this episode. which is bypassing. The woman went straight to the police. I hear countless stories of went straight to the boss, went straight to the manager, didn't even see it coming. I didn't even know they were upset with me. He went straight and talked to her. He went straight and talked to them, bypassing the person that we need to speak to, bypassing the person that we have an issue with. I've done it before too. Years ago, before I learned this saying, well, actually, I learned this saying a long time ago, run to the roar. My mother taught me that when I was in high school. Run to the roar, which means whatever problem you have, whatever you're dealing with, whoever you need to say something to is how I'm going to use it in this episode. Run straight to that roar. You are afraid it's a huge lion that's going to just devour you when you get there. But the truth of the matter is, I try very hard to run to the roar 100% of the time. And it's scary, but I know without a shadow of a doubt, I have proof that when I do, when I get there, that lion is just a little kitten. And there is nothing cuter than a little kitten. Just last week, I got all stressed out about something. I didn't want to make a phone call. I paced around for one whole day, and then I finally made the phone call. They didn't answer. I was so relieved. But then that next morning, made that phone call, and you know what happened? That lion became a kitten. That lion became a kitten. So I could have easily bypassed that. And bypassing means maybe you go to the boss, maybe you go to the, you know, whoever, maybe you go to the police. You know, I'm not saying don't go to the police if you don't need to go to the police. If you need to go to the police, go to the police. You get the point here. Sometimes we bypass by completely refusing to discuss. We bypass when we cut people out of our lives. I just had that recently happen to me about a year ago. You've heard me mention it a little bit. A friend that just literally said, I'm not discussing this. I'm not talking to you again. Done. Bye. Bypassed. I'll just cut you out. So why do we do this? We need to stop doing this. We need to work on using our voice when we need to, with whoever we need to, whatever the circumstances are. And I want to get you to the point where you can do it with ease. Conflict, there's really no need to fear conflict. And this is kind of what it is. It's conflict. I don't want to go and say to the person, hey, I really appreciate it if you would stop using my computer. Hey, I'd really like to talk this through with you. Hey, I'd really like to maybe find out why you're screaming so loud outside the building. Do you have a permit to do this, or what are you raising money for? We fear this. So we bypass. I'll go tell the boss and let them deal with it. I'll go call the police and let them deal with it. I'll go to the management of the building and have them, you know, and I get it that, you know, certain scenarios you do need to avoid. You know, if it's not safe, I'm not saying go right in there if it's not safe. But I'm talking about these little things at work, these little things in your relationships. All right. Well, why are we so afraid? Why can't we use our voice? Well, a lot of reasons. We're afraid of the reaction we're going to get. We're afraid of the response. You know, you've heard me talk about Joe the doorman a lot. Joe used to just flip out on me and yell at me and make me cry. You know, so I avoided him. I tried to get in the side door any chance I could for a long time until I learned to deal with him. We don't like to get yelled at. We don't like conflict. We don't like the way it feels. We don't like retribution. For me, one of the big buttons is getting in trouble. You know, I still have remnants of no matter what I do, I'm going to be in trouble. Because no matter what I did growing up, I was in trouble. We're afraid of judgment. What are they going to think about us? We're afraid of getting yelled at. We're afraid of, being humiliated. We're afraid of not getting what we want. So I don't want to feel that feeling of you win. But one of the biggest ones that I hear from people is we're afraid of losing it. We're afraid of, I'm just going to go nuts on you. So there's lots of different fears. There's lots of different fears, and that's what's triggering this bypass. Let me go talk to somebody else and let them handle it. What we need to learn to do is handle it ourselves and disconnect from the emotion. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But we have this fear of losing it. And so what happens, you've heard me talk about this before, it's a real pattern. We don't say anything. We don't say anything. We don't say anything. That person is difficult. And let's just be real. There are difficult people. I just dealt with a lot of them in my 5-week travel just a little while ago. There's difficult people. We don't want to deal with it. But a lot of times we just don't say anything. We don't want to be a bother. We don't want to upset anybody. We don't want to rock the boat. So we don't say anything, we don't say anything, we don't say anything, we don't say anything. And then one day we go completely ballistic. And I hear that from so many people. And then the very first thing you do when you lose it, your very first thought is, I am a terrible communicator. I just need to say nothing. You repeat the pattern. So the solution to that, you can't continue to not say anything and not say anything and not saying anything and then lose it and then repeat the pattern. You not saying anything, bypass. I want you to learn to use your voice in an effective way, in a powerful way, because I know that when you do, you teach other people how to use their voice. Conflict doesn't really bother me. Do I love it? Do I seek it out? No. Are there certain people that I know better than to engage with or engage with very carefully? Yes. And there's not very many, but just the general, you've got to start using your voice. That's the solution. That's the solution to get away from this blowing people out. It's all black and white, and we need some gray. We need to learn to use our voice with clarity. Speak your truth beautifully. I mean, that's what it is. It's so spot on. I accidentally came up with speak your truth beautifully. I was just doing an episode a couple of years ago, and that came out of my mouth, and people started emailing it to me, and I thought, wow, that's a really good tagline. I'm going to use that. But we need to learn to speak our truth beautifully. And how do we do that? Well, first with clarity. And I'm going to talk about these things in the next couple of episodes. Clarity on what we need to say. What do we need to say? Not what does our emotions say we need to say. And I think that's why we fear it, because we're connected to the emotion. You made me mad. I'm going to rip you a new one. Ooh, I better not do that. I might lose my job, or, you know, I might get hit, or I might get cussed at, or worse. No. You've got to learn, what is it that you need to say? I need to say, I really would appreciate it if, or it would mean a lot to that. Actually, was a little sassy. It would mean a lot to me if you would not get on my computer when I'm not here. I don't know why, but that just really, really bothers me. And that was a scenario in a workplace dealing with a difficult person. This woman would just get on everybody's computers, and they didn't like it, but they were afraid to say something to her because she was mean. Well, that's about her. Why do we keep giving all the power away to the mean people? Because they're mean and scary? They won't be if we teach them how to communicate. So what is it you need to say? How can you formulate the words to recognize the other person has feelings as well, and that your feelings matter too, and that what you want matters too? That's speaking your truth beautifully. What do I need to say? I need to let you know that it's become problematic for me that you're late every day. I had to say that very thing in something I was teaching in Texas. Had an employee that was late every day. I could have been mad the whole time, but instead I said, listen, you're doing great work, but I just wanted to remind you that I really need you here at this time. if you could be here. If there's a problem with that, just let me know and let's see what we can do. But it's really important that I have you here then. Boom, release the outcome. Because here's the thing. Here's a big part of why you're getting bogged down in all of that fear. Because you're getting caught up in what you don't know. You're getting caught up in what they're going to say, what they're going to do, how they're going to be, what they did before. Release it. You don't know. Disconnect from the emotion and say what you need to say to that person. Be honest. And keep your tone out of it. If you can just be honest, you'll be okay. Now let's talk about that for a minute. We tend to be afraid even of honesty. And what we really need to do is be honest, but choose our words and our tone carefully. Because oftentimes it's literally the tone, the anger, the frustration, the sarcasm that can be the deal breaker when we communicate our frustrations with people. So you need to keep the tone out of it. Keep the message honest. What is the problem? And keep your tone clear. But we've got to learn to take it right to the source if we can, for many reasons. For many reasons, it's our responsibility, but also because we don't get an opportunity to become better communicators unless we practice this stuff. And I have a lot of people that, and in fact, I'm seeing it more and more and more and more with the younger people. And no offense to the younger people, I have great young people and I love them. But what I'm seeing is that in school, like college, they're really not, a lot of them aren't having to take any kind of communication, effective communication or interpersonal communication. So it's, you know, they've never learned it. They've never learned how to really in a professional and honest way without a tone, removing the emotion, say to a coworker something that's bothering them or something that needs to change or when there's a problem. And I see this as huge for people, and not even in conflict, but when I need to make a request, I need to let them know that I'd like to work on this project, or I need to make a request about getting more assistance. People want to go and get somebody else to make the request for them. We have to stop fearing using our voice. And the way we do that is run to the roar and let go of what we think is going to happen. That is your prison. That is what is creating your voice masks. Your voice and your voice masks is then the fuel that is getting you the negative result. But it starts with the story that you're telling yourself based on the dings to your voice your whole life. And you've heard me say this before, but let me say it again. This is what I say to my people when they start all this. Well, but you know, I mean, I don't know what they're, you know, I'm trying to be careful. No, did you take a survey? Did you survey them to see if they're thinking that? Well, no. Well, then you don't know. Why are you creating this whole delivery or avoidance of delivery and you don't even know? And sometimes you do know. And I want you to know that there is so much truth to the old Southern saying, you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. Now, I don't know why you want flies anyway, but I make it a challenge to work with the most difficult people. I don't mean like clients. My clients aren't difficult. I love them. But the most difficult parent down at my son's school, the most difficult administrator at my son's school, the most difficult person that works in the grocery store, the most difficult tenant in this building that I live in, I work to be able to communicate with them because you know what? I know that they need me the most. And so if you can start to think of yourself in a power position of teaching that other person how to communicate and can remove the emotion and stand in power and confidence, you want to speak with confidence? Here's a great way. Here's a great way. Don't bypass. Figure out what you need to say. Figure out an empowering way to say it. Remove the emotion and run to the roar. And let me know how it goes. I do know that sometimes there are really difficult scenarios. In fact, I'm going to talk about next week, next episode, when you speak your truth and the other person isn't having it. So I know that there are some scenarios like that, but I know that we are also quick to avoid using our voice as much as we can. And I want you to start revealing your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and dreams, because I don't want you to feel silenced. You're silencing yourself. You're telling yourself that the other person is silencing you, and in many ways, they are. But you're also silencing yourself. There is so much freedom when you can speak your truth beautifully. It will blow your mind. And that is where I'm trying to get you. So if you have things that you run into, issues that you run into, difficult people, scenarios, whatever it is, whatever your struggles are, send me an email and I'll do a show for you. You can send them over to Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And I hope that I see you in the Voices of Success program this last year. I can't believe it, Q4, we're wrapping up. But if I don't, we'll get together next year. But that's it for today. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at CaptivateTheRoom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.